be an light to the world.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and the disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men. They will kill him. In 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who were the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in his midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name, receive me. And whoever receives me, receive not me, but the one who sent me." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So apostolic work is to serve. Serve the least. So it's very meaningful. Our vocation is always the better for the sake of the youngsters, for the education. Whatever we do the least, it's do it to Jesus. Whatever we do it, Jesus receives it. On the other hand, although we follow Jesus, also we have to follow his footpath. His footpath is towards Jerusalem, suffering, cross. So that's why the first reading, Sirach, telling us, be prepared for trials. Can't you tell yourself, I commit myself to the Lord, but there's so much trials, so much sufferings. Just because you follow Jesus closely, that we follow his footpath. His footpath is to serve. Serve by love. Love means to die of your own self. The whole day, nothing for yourself, only for the glory of God. Whatever you do, for the will of God, it's not easy. You've died of your own self, and that's our suffering also. Persecution doesn't mean come from others. Persecution means you suffer for the sake of Jesus, to offer your suffering, to give Jesus, to offer it for the salvation of humanity.